Since we've now covered the suicidal ideation section, including the intensity of ideation, we are now moving along to the next category, which is suicidal behavior. This section helps us to determine if the behavior was a suicide attempt. Callie Posser noted that any behavior in the last 3 months speaks to higher severity. And please refer to her training for more information on actual attempt, interrupted attempt, aborted or self-interrupted attempt, and preparatory acts or behavior. The nice thing about these screening tools is that it operationally defines which each of these are, and you'll see that as we go through the next couple of slides. However, it might still be helpful to go and review that prior training again, because she provides some really great examples and test our knowledge to ensure that we are becoming more familiar with the different definitions.